Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Today we're going to talk about the number one thing holding you back. And it's not your Facebook ads. It's not your sales scripts. It's not your leadership. It's surprising, but it's something that I see so many people struggle with, because if you don't know the answer to this one question, this thing that I'm going to share with you in a second, then you don't know what to do first thing in the morning. You don't know how to plan your weeks. You don't know how to do your quarterly planning, and you don't even know how to set goals properly for the year. Hi, my name is Craig Ballantyne, and I want to share with you what really matters to me. And then in that, I'm going to help you figure out what really matters to you. And when you know what really matters to you, then you'll never hit snooze again. You'll get up in the morning and you'll work on your number one priority. You'll focus. You'll have proper goal setting. You won't chase shiny objects. You're going to do all of these things that are going to help you be successful. And the reason why I bring this up is because I get asked over and over again, Craig, how do I know what matters? And people ask that in terms of like the big goal setting. And they also ask that in terms of, well, you know, you tell me to get up and focus on the thing that matters first thing in the morning. How do I know what matters? And for a long time, I struggled to answer this. I just thought, how do you not know what matters? And then this came back to something that I realized a couple of years ago when I was running workshops all over the world. And I realized that my zone of genius is, as I've taken the StrengthFinders test, my zone of genius is strategic thinking, vision creation, planning, all that sort of stuff. And most people don't know that side of the business. And that comes naturally to me. And so I just want to share with you, you know, the reason why there's a picture of my wife and my daughter up there is that I'm really grateful for three things in my life. I'm grateful for my wife, Michelle. I'm grateful for our daughter, Isabella. And I am grateful for the fact that I knew what I wanted to do when I was in high school. There are very few people who seriously know what they want to do when they're in high school, right? Like, you know, some people say, I want to be an astronaut or a cop or whatever, but it's because they don't really know what there is else out there. And I really wanted to be a strength and conditioning coach in professional sports when I was in high school, but it wasn't really that what I wanted to do. What I really want to do is I want to help others. I don't like listening to people complain. I don't like listening to people complain for many reasons, but one of the reasons is because I know that there is a very short path to success. Most people think the path to success is very, very difficult, but I know that there is a very short path to success. So I went on and created a fitness program called Turbulence Training that showed people one of the shortest paths to success in life. And I helped millions of people around the world. I basically was one of the pioneers of interval training, online fitness, short burst workouts, 4-minute workouts, that sort of stuff. I have a 4-minute workout that's been watched on YouTube nearly 10 million times. And so I knew that there was a short path to success. Then I went into online business coaching, and I knew that there was a very short path to success for people. And I showed people how to become millionaires. I also know there's a very short path to becoming disciplined. And now that's my real focus, helping you become disciplined, focused, and having that in place. But one of the things that stops you from being on that short path to success and being disciplined and living the life of your dreams is not knowing what matters. So that's what we're going to dive deep into today. I want to give you that intro. I'm in a new background. So if you're watching on YouTube, a new background, here's my backyard in Cancun. We just moved into this new place. It's really fantastic, really excited. But the lighting is bad for me to show the backyard. But there's a big lake back there. It's super great. And we're really, really happy here. Now, the only way that I got here is because I knew where I wanted to get to. I knew that I wanted to have freedom. I wanted to have my family. I wanted to live without obstruction. I wanted, and that's why we're living in Mexico and not Canada these days, as you've heard me talk about in many other podcasts. And I wanted to be free with my own time. I wanted to live my daily life the way that I want to live it, not be at the beck and call of other people. I rarely have appointments during the day. I just basically get to think, create, produce, lead other people, give other people an opportunity for them to flourish. And it was all because I knew what I wanted to do. Okay. So this is super exciting, because when you know what you want in life, it will, again, it will make your day-to-day, the small stuff, so much easier for me to work with. You'll know exactly what to focus on in your morning routine. You'll never hit snooze because you are so pumped up in the morning. Like, I don't even use an alarm because I have to force myself to go back to bed some days because I get up so excited to go to work on things, but I know that I can't. I need a little bit more sleep. And it's all because of the big why that, you know, Simon Sinek has his book, the big, you know, Start With Why and all that sort of stuff. And I've started with why ever since I was a teenager, which, you know, was the motivation for me to work for $2.85 an hour so that I could build up my college fund so I never had college debt. You know, that's what I was making when I was 12 or 13 years old when I got my first job. But when I was doing it, I was grinding it out because my big why, I knew that eventually I wanted to have a great life. And that drove me. And I wanted to help other people. I didn't want other people to complain. I wanted to help millions and millions of people have a better life so that they only complain about first world problems. Like sometimes it's too hot in Mexico. And so I want you to understand that you can have this life if you know what you want from the start. So how do we figure that out? Well, it goes to this exercise that I'm going to take you through something that people pay me $10,000 to do. In fact, one young gentleman, the group programs are $10,000, one-on-one is $25,000. And I worked with a 28-year-old CEO of a nine-figure solar company. I mean, if you have a young man in your household, or if you are a young man and you want to make some money helping people, get into solar sales. Anyways, Alex came down and we focused on this creating clarity. So he paid 25 grand for what you're going to get for free here in this little session. Now, the way that we work to get what matters out of your head is we start off with a 30,000 foot view and we narrow it down. Okay. So think of an upside down triangle. Everyone loves a good pyramid scheme, right? Well, we're going to get into a pyramid scheme today. No money required from you. So upside down triangle, high level, 30,000 foot, we're looking down on your life, all the things you want to do. But then we're going to narrow it down as we create clarity here. So the first question I want you to ask yourself, and if you're just sitting at your desk, by all means, write this down. Don't do it if you're driving in a car. Unless you're driving a Tesla, you can probably pull it off. I'm just kidding. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But seriously, answer yourself this question. What are the greatest accomplishments you want to achieve in the next 10 years for each of your top values in life? Think about that. What do you want to achieve for your family? What do you want to have happen in your family? What do you want your family to look like in 10 years from now? And for some people like me, this is easy to think about. Because again, in terms of my strength finders from the Clifton Strength Finders test, strategic thinking, I forget what the other ones are exactly, but I know strategic thinking is one of the top ones. And it's like planning and strategy and that type of stuff. Like I think about this stuff all the time. I'm planned out. I have my calendar planned out until this January 31st. I know what I'm doing almost every single day until January 31st. And this is August 22nd when I'm recording this. So that would freak people out. 99% of the population would be freaked out by that. 1% of people are like, yeah, me too. But most people are not that forward thinking. So for some people, 10 years from now is excruciatingly difficult, especially for younger people where like, if you're 20 years old listening to this, that's half your life. You know, it's another 33% of living years for you. How on earth are you going to think about that? But you need to know it. So you get this brain dump out and you might write five things under family. You want to take your family, you want to take your extended family on a trip to Mexico. Great. Blah, 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 blah. You want to get married. You want to have three kids. You want to move your family to New Hampshire. You want to have a hobby farm. You know, all these things, like, you know, 19 things. You want to take your kids to every baseball stadium in the United States. You want to take your family to Europe every 5 years. You know, just what do you really want your family life to look like in the next 10 years? Right? Vomit it out. I know for me, the most important thing is I want to, you know, be married with Michelle, amazing wife, three kids. That's, you know, we're aiming for three. We have one, Isabella. She's absolutely amazing. Two dogs, and we have one right now, Daisy. She's a wild animal, wild freaking animal. But we have this great lake for her to swim in now. And we want to have one beautiful home. Maybe we'll have two beautiful homes, but that's pretty clear. Like, you know that here's Craig. You can see the picture of Craig's family. Boom. Simple, clear. That gives me a straight line to success. I know when I wake up in the morning, my number one job is to do stuff that supports my family's financial future. Health. I want a clean sheet from a health nucleus exam, health nucleus, or some of these. There's some other ones too, where they do cancer screenings and all that sort of stuff. I just did a blood test, a very extensive blood test. I want to be very healthy to support my family. So again, straight line of success. My family is most important, and I want to do everything to support my family, including being around for a long, long time. Wealth, $10 million net worth. Okay. Get up in the morning. I have to build my net worth, my business. I have to support our, you know, make sure that I'm leading my team to build the income and so on and so forth. And experiences. We want a second passport and a second home to secure freedom for our family. Freedom is the most important thing. I wake up every single day and what I do is for freedom for my family. Financial freedom, the ability to have our faith and finances and fitness, all free in terms of being able to choose to do what we want to do. That's why we live in Mexico, where we found that we have more freedom than living in Canada. We just returned from a trip to Canada, and there are some really big problems in Canada right now with the healthcare system. And we do not have healthcare problems here in Mexico, our family personally. We can go to the emergency room, be in and out in 90 minutes, pay $50 US for the visit. We can go at any time of the day. If my daughter has to go see a pediatrician, if Michelle has a problem, if I have a problem, we've done that multiple times. Back in Canada right now, 2022 in Canada, in my hometown, the emergency room shuts down at 10 o'clock at night. Hospitals around my hometown are sending they're not even opening their emergency room. In Canada, in 2022, emergency rooms are being cut down and closed down. They don't even have... you know, when I'm home, my mom has the news on television all the time. And we saw that in Canada, in Ontario, the province where if we were living back in Canada, we would be there and my wife would be having babies there. They don't have the necessary equipment for epidurals for pregnant women in Ontario, Canada. Like, you know, every time a Canadian gets smug with you about how amazing their healthcare is, listen, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe, but now it is not. And so I will do everything. I will make every decision. I spend a lot of time thinking about where we should be for our family's freedom because it means so much to me. And I'm just fired up because I know exactly what I want, which allows me to know exactly what to do every day. If you don't know what to do every day, it's because you haven't properly thought this out. And I want to give you this tool because it's so powerful. And it leads into the next exercise. So this is where you would go and answer that question, which is your perfect life vision. And your vision is writing the movie script for your life. So when you write the movie script for your life about how your life is going to look in the future, again, it gives you that North Star, that straight line to success, that you paint this clear picture. You tell me exactly where you're going to be living. What's the date of the vision? So 3 to 5 years in the future, you're going to give me the exact date. You're going to be where you are. You're going to be who you're with. You're going to be what you're celebrating. And you're going to give me in the past 5 years, what have you accomplished specifically? I actually wrote this 2 years ago. So, you know, we used to spend a lot of time at Whistler Mountain near Vancouver. And I wrote this a couple of years ago at Whistler Mountain when we were doing this. We do this vision retreat on American Thanksgiving weekend. I say American Thanksgiving because I'm from Canada. We have our own Canadian Thanksgiving. It's a different time. American Thanksgiving, it's always a great week off for my team. And so I take it too. It's a double holiday for a non-American. And we do this vision exercise. And I want you to do this vision exercise. Tell me what's the date, 3 to 5 years in the future. What's the location? Who are you with? What are you celebrating in your personal life and in your business? In the past 3 to 5 years, what are the three biggest accomplishments that you have made? One is that we found a 5-year home. Biggest accomplishment number two is we built a $10 million a year coaching business, $1 million net income, working 35 hours per week. Big accomplishment number three, built a strong team that allows me to take an annual 6-week sabbatical. Great. What does our family do? What ritual and routine do we have? We go to Europe every summer for adventure and education. My partner and I do this weekly date night and planning. What's the biggest obstacle to achieving this vision? Complacency. What's the first step to overcoming it? Commit to never ending personal growth. Answer these questions, and then you will know what your North Star is, so that then you will have a straight line to success, so that then you will say no to detours, which take you away from your big goal. So if you are struggling to know what to do first thing in the morning, I don't know, Craig, what to work on. I'm getting up early, but you say work on what matters. I don't know what matters. Create your life's vision. Tell me where you want to be in 3 years, and then reverse engineer from that what has to be accomplished in order for you to achieve those goals. So I need to build a coaching team. I spent a lot of time in the last year. We've got our head coach, Daniel. We've got coaches, Gavin, who's amazing, absolutely amazing. Former pro athlete, absolutely amazing. Had him on the podcast recently. Had Daniel on the podcast almost every other month. Coach Ron, Coach Rusty. Got these guys, these gentlemen. We're going to get our first female coach soon because we're starting to get a lot more female clients. And we have these coaches. We build a coaching team. Great. We're going to add more to it eventually, but that's, you know, now Daniel has been empowered. So great. I've been spending the time to grow the coaching team so that I can step away from that. Awesome. Marketing. We have a little bit of a hole in our marketing right now. We need to generate more leads to serve our coaches. That's where I'm spending a lot of my time right now. I'm working back in the business and the marketing a little bit because, and every morning I'm working on marketing first thing, because that is going to, that's the number one thing. The next area we need a team member is sales manager. Okay, so we have great sales team, but we need a sales manager, someone with more experience who can drive our sales team. And our customer service and our operations, they're gangbusters. They're absolutely amazing. I mean, I would put our customer service team up against any customer service team in the world. We are so good. And you know, that's in the hands of Ksenia. The operations is in the hand of Linda and Brittany. And so good. I've been... I spent a lot of time in the last year getting up, focusing on leadership. Now I'm focusing on the sales and marketing. So we need marketing director. We need a sales manager. We get those two pieces of the puzzle filled and we're going to accelerate. And I'm super excited about this. I know exactly what I need to do every single morning. So once you know where you want to get to, what you want your income to be, what you want your business to look like, you reverse engineer it. I had a coaching call today with Peter from Croatia. He's been building amazing coaching businesses over there for people that speak Slavic. And, you know, so he serves Serbia, Croatia, and a couple other countries. And he and I were building a new coaching program for him today. And I said, what do you want the coaching program to look like? Because he was putting things in that he didn't want to do. And I said, no. You start with the end in mind. And then we figure out how to fill it. But don't create a program today that you don't want to fulfill tomorrow. Because that'll be a problem in the future and we'll have to fix it. And it'll be harder to fix in the future than to do it right now. And so by taking his parameters, what he did want to do and what he didn't want to do, we were able to build the perfect coaching program and the perfect program underneath that, which led into it. And we have an amazing blueprint for him to go and increase his income. You know, he's making 5 figures per month in euros right now in Croatia, which is a lot of money. You know, he's going to be a 7-figure earner in Croatia in euros, which again is a lot of money for that country. And, you talk to a lot of the people, people in this area, they don't have money, blah, blah, blah. No, Peter doesn't believe that. Instead, he just focuses on getting better because he has his vision, his North Star. We built him a straight line to success. We stopped him from going off on detours. And when you have that, whether you're a real estate agent, say, okay, in 3 years from now, I'm going to be selling 100 houses per year that are all worth $2 million. So great. So you're making $200 million and making commissions off that. And then in order to do that, I need a team of 5 agents. And in order to do that, I need to have this leadership skill. So that I need to go take a John C. Maxwell course or whatever it is. Boom, 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 boom. The next thing you know, you have the exact plan for the next 90 days. Then if you have the plan for the next 90 days, you know exactly what you need to do in the next 24 hours. That's another one of our exercises that we go through. I have this 10X questions one. I love doing that one with people, but not the time or place, the SWOT analysis, the cash profit activators, profit pyramid, planning the perfect life. We do the perfect life vision, which is a 1-year blueprint. And then we get in this 9-day blueprint. And so when we know where we want to be in 3 years, then we reverse engineer to the 1-year plan, then we reverse engineer to the 90-day plan. And this is the game changer, because you see in that middle column, it says 24 hours to do. Now you know exactly what matters tomorrow morning. That's the magic of this. So, this is usually an 8-hour workshop. Obviously, I don't have time for that, but I wanted to give you the nuts and bolts, the most important part of it right now, because I'm getting too many messages from people who don't know what matters, and I just solved that problem, all right? So I want to remind you of what matters for me, which is my girls, all right? My girls, Talking about my girls. See, I got three of them there. I got Daisy down at the bottom in the middle. You probably didn't notice her the first time, but there she is. So baby Isabella turning 6 months soon. Michelle and I just celebrated our first wedding anniversary. And that's my 11 out of 10 hat at the top. And it says trust hard work on my t-shirt, not just trust hard. That would be weird. All right. That t-shirt is from Few Will Hunt. My friend Bedros Goulian owns that company. There's another guy, man. I mean, he knows exactly what he wants. He gets up in the morning, he dominates, goes to the gym, and then he does team meetings. And he knows exactly what to do every single day because he's gone through my workshop a couple times. I've coached him. He's coached me. He's my brother. And I want you to be as successful as him. I want you to be as clear as I am. And I want you to wake up tomorrow morning knowing exactly what matters and exactly what to do because you have the clarity in your mind. If you need help with this, comment down below. Or send me an email at Craig at CraigValentine.com or an Instagram message at Real Craig Valentine. Let me know how I can help you figure this out because I have written books, created courses on this, and I know that this will be a game changer for you once you get this out of your head. All right, Craig Valentine from Early to Rise Radio. Looking forward to chatting with you again very soon. Or we got a couple of my coaches coming on the podcast very soon. So make sure to meet Gavin and Daniel. All right, see you at an event. Someday soon.